Buttermentos. Buttermentos pop into my life. This isn't magic, it's because my darling wife loved a Buttermento much, much more than me, and sitting in the car to go out, she would find that lurking, creamy, minty sweet, unwrap it, and then proceed to eat. And as dementia started to progress, she would hide them in the pocket of her dress, or in perhaps a dressing table drawer, or in the magazine rack on the floor. I once found one she'd wrapped up in a sock, another sticky, dropped behind the clock. And if asked why she squirreled them away, she'd look surprised. "It wasn't me," she'd say. I'd smile, and then we'd sit and puzzle why these pesky little mints would multiply. Perhaps, we said, they scuttled round at night, when the minty little toads were out of sight. And so it was with oh so many things, that objects without legs would find their wings. They'd arrange themselves around our happy home, with no pretence of logic they would roam. The enfrigid pants, the false teeth in the tea, the butter on the mat with jam sticky. And now she's gone, and nothing strays away. I must divest. An organising sort of day. I miss her loads, but I wear my bravest face. I'm being ruthless, making bookshelf space. Oddly skewy spines. I take a look. A Buttermento has been hidden in a book.